I just came out of watching The Chosen Last Supper, part one, total chaos. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, The Chosen, The Last Supper is coming out in three parts today, whatever the date is today. So it releases on the Friday, but you can see it on the Thursday before next week, April 4th, and the following April 11th. But you could always go and see it on the Thursday before. Absolutely incredible. We are thrown into, as the character or the actor who's playing the part of Matthew says, the complete chaos of Holy Week. Now, seasons one through four go through the life of Jesus. Season four goes right up until the entry into Jerusalem. Now, some people criticize The Chosen because they say that it is not biblically accurate, and they don't present themselves, and the director says this himself, they don't present themselves to be a replacement for the Bible. They definitely take the scriptures seriously, and they add some interpretations to help us understand things more. When you watch this, if you're someone that really knows the scripture, you appreciate that extra detail to help people understand and to help you clarify what's really going on. This was the first two episodes, absolutely amazing, and it really highlights some of the chaos that Jesus brings into the city and the things that he begins to do to get himself killed. Because this is a question that people will ask: how on earth did Jesus ride in victorious on Palm Sunday, and then Good Friday, he's killed? What did he do? And they describe these things in the Bible, but it's not always really clear. We need to see it visually, and The Chosen really, really presents it amazingly. The whole two episodes start out with the Last Supper, and it seems like they're going to kind of show that throughout these three parts, that it's two episodes per part. And the acting of Jonathan Rumi is amazing. The way that he speaks these different words that we read, it really, really makes you wish that you were at the Last Supper. Because, when we go to Mass on Holy Thursday, or on any of the days where these scenes are read, Palm Sunday, Holy Thursday, it's just they never do it justice. They're not actors, the priest and the deacon, whoever's reading. And there's so much drama there. He portrays it incredibly. Oh man, it is. You enter into the scene and you feel the feelings of what it would be like, the drama, the tension, the fear. Oh man, it is so awesome. Go and watch this. Go and watch this right now. And I'm going to buy tickets like as soon as I finish recording and uploading this. I'm going to buy tickets for next week and the following week. Really amazing. Let me talk about kind of one scene that highlights a detail that it's an example of something that it may say it in the scripture, but you're just not going to catch it. So when he enters into Jerusalem, Jerusalem is a walled city. I've been there before physically. It's a walled city. You can't get in except through certain gates. Each gate had a name, and that name, they had a meaning. There was like a sense and a meaning behind each of the different entrances. And he enters through the sheep gate, the gate where they brought the millions of sheep that they were going to slaughter for the Passover. They bring them in through that gate. And those that knew and understood would have seen Jesus go through that gate and thought, this is, what is he doing? What is he saying by that? They would have understood that Jesus was saying, I am going to be sacrificed just like these sheep, just like these lambs. These little details are everything because it helps us understand how much Jesus was really, he knew what he was doing, and he knew what he was trying to kind of portray to these other people. Go and see The Chosen yourself. I love the series. You can tell that the people have prayed with the scripture and have come up with amazingly creative ways of showing this to us. Is it perfect? I think it's pretty great. Will people find fault with it? They always do. No one's ever happy. Even Jesus himself says, they sing a dirge and they complain, and you sing a happy song and you complain. So look, no one can ever perfectly portray the life of Jesus Christ. We're all trying to. Go and watch it. You will see for yourself what a beautiful show it is. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.